Media veteran, news publisher, and radio station owner, Paul Porter joins us to discuss a story reported by one of his platforms, RapRehab.com. In the story, Bob Romanek, a conservative talk radio host known as the so-called Grim Reaper of St. Louis radio, used racial slurs, including the word nigger, to refer to corporate gangster rapper Waka Flocka. Apparently, Romanek took issue with the rapper using a Trump t-shirt to wipe his ass. The rest of the audio segment, which goes on for several minutes, can be found at RapRehab.com under the title, Listen, St. Louis Shock Jock Romanek calls at Waka Flocka nigger on air. Thank you for talking to BTR News, Mr. Porter.
Hey, man, my pleasure, man. Nothing ever surprises me. I just got off the phone calling the radio station, and they're it's amazing. A 10,000-watt AM talker is acting like nothing's happening. They told me to send an email to info at the radio station. So anyway, I'm working on some real action because they broke a lot of guidelines for the FCC, and you know, it's a damn shame that, you know, this is tolerated.
Well, what was your, it's not hard to imagine, but what was your initial reaction when you heard the audio of Mr. Romanek using the word nigger to refer to Waka Flocka?
You know, man, I've seen the fire in the streets. I think, you know, the presidency of number 45, you know, I see it when the pickup truck passes me by with Trump, Pence at the light, they're trying to race and fight. I just think it's given the okay for some of these voices to come out. And, you know, I expected it to come out somewhere on radio, and St. Louis is, you know, blessed to be the first one with this Grim Reaper cat.
As you mentioned, this segment was broadcast live on the FCC licensed terrestrial station KQQZ, which is in St. Louis. Is it normal for such a station to be broadcasting, it seems, without a 5-second delay, whereas the public could have been spared his racial slurs? Does it seem like this was intentional to you?
Oh, no, it's definitely intentional. I mean, you know, from reading reports in the St. Louis Dispatch, the segment was, I mean, he talked about it for over 50 minutes. We just got a brief sample of what's up on YouTube of the audio. But, I mean, he routinely, you know, is known for his hate speech and his, you know, podcasts and everything else. You know, so I guess they've decided to give a license towards it. And we'll just have to put some pressure and heat on to see if we get a real response from the FCC or ownership.
Going back to a portion of that question, of such a station that is licensed by the FCC, wouldn't it be, I would think, a requirement, I don't know, that's why I'm asking you, Mr. Porter, a requirement for a 5-second delay?
No, there's no legal requirement. I do talk on my station. No, that's, you know, in the days of these new days of corporate radio and cutting expenses, nobody even wants to do something simple like that. And who knows how big this talker is in terms of content. And a delay, I mean, there's no need for a delay when a host, you know, I mean, when you listen to the broadcast live, that was on purpose. That wasn't right. a one-time slip. He was trying to, you know, fire up his forces and, you know, some of the terms he used in it. And that's not, you know, FCC legal. So we'll see.
I understand usually the 5-second delay is to protect against callers who may use that obscene language.
Yeah, exactly.
Now,
he's the host.
Right. I understand from the RapRehab.com article and video that there is an effort to get the FCC involved, which you just spoke of. What kind of sanctions could be levied at the station and or Mr. Romanek for an incident like this?
Well, I mean, they could give extensive fines, anywhere from $5,000 and up. You know, most of the time when stuff like this happens, it's nice to see ownership take action ahead of the FCC. But they're basically endorsing it. You know, they've gotten plenty of calls, and, you know, the excuse is, hey, man, I'm just the guy answering the phone, send an email. So I understand it's probably a ratings bonanza for them, too.
Now, it has been several weeks since the broadcast, which went out over the airwaves on January 19th. Of this year. Has there been any kind of official action or acknowledgement from the Federal Communications Commission?
No, there hasn't.
You kind of touched.
And that's something that the FCC doesn't police stations. They leave that up to the listeners, and the listeners have to file complaints, and then they react to those complaints. And normally they only react to complaints when it's in mass numbers. If, you know, if I called you whatever I wanted on my radio show and nobody said anything, then it's fine with the FCC. If five people said anything, most likely they don't have the manpower to invest it. But when you have larger organizations and petitions, it strikes up a quicker case, and the FCC is more likely to take action.
Now, you talked about a little bit about this earlier. Do you think the election of Donald Trump has had an effect on white people, whereas some feel perfectly comfortable to engage in this sort of verbal terrorism towards black and non-white people?
Yeah, I don't think it's all white people, but I think it's the ones that have been boiling for the last 8 years with President Obama. Now they're feeling like the light is on them, so they can be a little bit more outspoken. I'm just saying, when, you know, number 45 is in, you know, just blatantly telling stories every day, for lack of a tougher word, it you know, it has to empower you. If you are one of his voters, and he's making it seem like he's under attack when he's really doing most of the attacking and antagonizing too. So, you know, it's going to be a good time, man. I think it's, you know, time for folks to lock arms and try to create some action instead of just talking about it.
On this specific action, you mentioned that you have some things that you are working on to deal with Mr. Romanik. And again, the station is KQQZ, broadcasting out of the St. Louis area. Where will people be able to find out about those actions and get involved?
Well, I'll definitely post updates on raprehab.com. I decided to go with the Parents Television Council, and we'll be sending out a press release nationally, and PTC, they always get some attention since they're one of the largest media watchdogs on the planet.
Thank you. Speaking of verbal terrorism, I want to turn our attention to a story that has gone viral today. A video of the comedian and actor George Lopez has gone viral, in which the self-identified Latino during a comedy performance told a joke that seemed to promote racism in the Latino community against black people. Lopez said that two rules existed in the Latino community that are still in effect. Don't marry black people and don't park in front of our house. Do you believe, as we believe, as I believe, that racist jokes promote racism as something normal and a laughing matter?
Well, I think you come to expect the racist jokes from some people, from the Paul Mooney's, and, you know, even George Lopez has done them, and everybody does them. I don't know if it makes them right, but I think he was overblown on his reaction to her, and that was disrespectful. And, you know, I got me to see him in a different light.
When as you just alluded to, just to give the listeners an idea who may not have seen this story yet, a black patron, a black woman of his comedy show, stood up after the joke and gave Mr. Lopez a two-finger salute, expressing displeasure at the joke. Lopez then told the woman to shut up and called her a bitch. Lopez said the woman did not know how to take a joke. But should we, in your opinion, Mr. Porter, we as a people, allow ourselves to be the butt of racist jokes, especially in this current social political climate?
She was in the front row. She had every right to voice of her opinion. I'm a little surprised they wound up kicking her out of the show, what I saw on the video too, but that's another story.
Yes, it is. Should George Lopez, given what has happened to this woman and her feelings, should he apologize to her for calling her a bitch and subjecting her to that sort of verbal terrorism? And should he do volunteer work to address racism in the Latino community?
Well, I know he's not going to do it. You know, and that's what's screwed up about this, that, you know, you can play it under the guise of comedy. And you know, even his reaction to her was like, it's a joke, you know. You got to be able to take a joke. You come to my show, take a joke. So I expect zero response from George Lopez, you know, in terms of reacting to this and offering an apology or anything else. And I think, you know, those feelings, they were supposed to be a joke, but I think they're true in parts of the Latino community, too.
Well, thank you again for speaking with BTR News, Mr. Porter. Did you have any final comments you want to leave with our listeners?
No, I just appreciate the work that you guys do, man, and you're always, you know, sharing time and information. And, you know, BTR, man, I appreciate you guys, though.
Thank you. Please visit raprehab.com for more information about this story and much more. This has been Scotty Reed with a Black Talk Radio news report.